Bava Kama, Perek Tes, Mishnah Gimel. This Mishnah is not going to discuss robbers or thieves, as we have in the previous Mishnayos, but rather it's going to talk about a craftsman. If a craftsman follows up the job, what is the status? Nasan la'umnin l'sakein. If you gave a craftsman materials to fix the kilkalu, and he follows it up, he messes it up, Chayavin l'shalim, he has to pay back the value of the utensil that he has created for you. Now, again, this the Gemara understands that this case is talking about where I gave him materials, and he took the materials, turned it into a utensil, and after he has already turned it into a utensil, so he's raised its value, but that value belongs to you, the owner of the materials who has hired him, not him. That's because there's a principle, Ein Uman Kona B'Shevach Kli. B'Shevach Kli, the Uman, the craftsman, does not acquire the increased value of the utensil that he makes on behalf of someone else. It belongs to the person he created it for, and therefore if he subsequently messes it up, he has to pay for the value of the increased value, I should say, of the utensil that he created. Nosan lecharash. If you give to a carpenter, shida teva umigdal, a shida, which is a wooden wagon, a teva, a box, or a migdal, or a movable closet, lesakein, to fix them. So you gave it to him already, it was already a utensil, vikilkel, and he messes it up, chayav l'shalim. Of course, he's obligated to pay. Now, even though that should be obvious from the first halacha, the truth is that we only know that the first halacha in the Mishnah is discussing having given him materials because we see that the second halacha is talking about where you gave him a utensil. So we really need the second halacha, the seifa of the Mishnah, to teach us that the meaning of the resha of the Mishnah is talking about giving him materials and not giving him an actual utensil. V'habanai shekibul olav listor es hakosel. Let's say you have a builder who has taken it upon himself, he's accepted the job to do a demolition of a wall, and in the process, v'shiber es ha'avonim, he breaks the stones. He wasn't supposed to break the stones because the stones can be recycled. O shehizik, or through his demolition, he has caused damage to somebody else. Chayav l'shalim, he's obligated to pay. However, if hayasoser mitzad zeh v'nafal mitzad acher, if he's destroying it on one side and it falls to the other side, which is understood to be talking about a case where it's beyond his control, he's an ones, he's unable to stop it, and it breaks by virtue of having fallen to the other side, he's pater because we're talking about a scenario where it happens something out of his control. But however, if the reason it fell to the other side and fell and broke as a result is because of the strength of the blow, in other words, he hit it too hard and that's why it broke, then he will be liable for the damage to the materials, to the stones that he broke, as well as to anybody who he damages in the process.